Right, are you ready? Because this is it. The URY Panto 2013 Aladdin. Enjoy.
On air. On air. Online.
On York Uni's student radio station.
URY.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to the URY Panto 2013 live from University Radio York. My name is John Lee. I'm an actor and a singer, but you might know me best from my days in S Club 7. Remember that? Tina was doing her dance, I was looking for romance, la-di-la-di-la. Ah, those were the days, eh? You know, I'm still making millions from those royalties because a couple of guys called Harry Whittaker and Tom Edwards keep playing them on the radio. Anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here for a pantomime, although having said that, maybe I'm missing out here. A pantomime based on S Club 7 songs. That's not a bad idea, actually. There ain't no panto like an S Club panto. One sec, let me just write that down. Sorry about that. Where was I? Oh, yes, a pantomime. More specifically, this pantomime, Aladdin. You know I love pantomimes. I love all plays, actually. In fact, I'm in one at the moment. Jersey Boys at the Prince Edward Theatre. It won an Olivier Award for Best New Musical, you know. And tickets can be bought from www.jerseyboyslondon.com in case you were interested. So, yes, I have no idea what I'm doing here, to be honest. My agent and I need to have a little chat. Anyway, I digress. Now, Aladdin. I hope you're ready. This is going to be the best panto you've ever experienced. Well, definitely since last year, anyway. It's time for me to say goodbye for now. I might be reappearing a little bit later on. You'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, though, we start our magical story in the cave of the evil magician Abenaza as he ponders over his life.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis noble in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Hamlet, what a miserable man. Reminds me of myself. What is life, eh? Here I am, sitting in my cave, all on my own, reading Shakespeare. Bloody boring. But hey, I don't need people. I hate people. I really do hate people. And happiness, God, I hate happiness. People and happiness, those are my two pet hates. If I had my way, everyone would be forever miserable. Yes, that would be great. Oh dear, what's wrong with me? Ever since JLS split up, it just hasn't been the same. Ever, even Busted couldn't raise my spirits. I need some excitement in my life. Oh, I know, I need a woman. An older one, if possible. I'm a fan of the old cougar. Wrinkles. I need advice. Let me conjure the slave of the ring to help me.
Oh, hey, man.
Slave of the ring, my dear. I need your help.
Cool. What can I do for you, man?
I need an old woman to be my wife.
Really?
I think that would cheer me up.
I'm not sure I can do that. Let me just have a look through my list of powers.
I thought you could do everything. You're the slave of the ring.
Nah, man. You think you've got Genie of the Lamp. Completely different kettle of fish, man.
As if. When I brought the ring, I got told the slave of the ring would grant me any wish I choose.
Ah, you've been conned, mate. Where'd you buy me from?
Some dodgy market sellers. Cheese and Charles or something.
Ah, you never want to trust them, man.
Tell me about it. Last year I bought a DVD of Cool Runnings there, and it turned out to be some weird story about a child catcher. Bizarre.
What? Did you just say Cool Runnings, man?
Oh, God.
Well, I think we all know what's going to be on the front cover of Vision tomorrow, man.
Nah, it's fine. I went to a state school.
Oh, that's lucky. Anyway, I can't find providing an elderly wife in my list of powers. Sounds, man.
Damn you, slave of the ring.
All right, calm down, man. It's cool.
I need one of those genies. Get me one now.
Ah, you should set them down. They're very rare, man. Although I think I can get you one. Let me just have a look at my book.
You're the worst slave of the ring I've ever met.
Hey, give me a break. I'm new, all right? Right, got it. first steps getting a lamp is finding a young peasant boy called Aladdin. He's got to get it for you from a caveman. He's the only one who can do it, apparently.
That literally makes no sense.
Hey, that's what it says in here.
But why?
I don't know, man. Magic, you know.
Okay, if you say so, take me to this Aladdin fellow. But if you're pulling my leg, I'll...
You won't, man.
I'll do something. I'll think of something.
Oh, brilliant.
Take me to him.
All right, here we go.
Can you believe it, Abu? It's finally procession day. Come on, come on. You're going to make us late. We've got to be there on time. Remember?
Up, Aladdin, not so fast. Man alive, I'm really feeling those 40 a day. I sound like Darth Vader after the London Marathon.
Mum, will you come on? We were late leaving as it was. I want to see the Emperor. I hear he's done something really cool with his hair. Run!
Asking a lady to run in high heels is like getting Anne Robinson to present anything other than the Weakest Link. Both rude and pointless.
It's starting! Hurry! Come on, Abu!
Ah, ah, ah! Ooh, ooh, ooh! Hoo, hoo, hoo! Do we have to run?
I'll catch you up, dear! Christ, my bunions are throbbing! Where's wishy-washy and tishy-toshy when you need them? I could kill for a foot rub!
No! Team Jacob. Jacob has the body.
No, Team Edward. Edward has the face. Such good cheekbones.
Jacob.
Edward.
Jacob.
Edward!
Kristen Stewart!
Mum, no.
God, you're so embarrassing. There is no Team Kristen.
And why is that? Isn't that sexist or something?
Because she's the only girl in it. Lucky thing, I honestly don't see her problem. I'd just have both of them if I were her.
I don't get it. What's so attractive about her, though? She has the personality of Leona Lewis on the face of a genetically modified pug. There's hope for you yet, Tishy.
Oh, you just wait till I get my hands on you.
Enough of this bickering. Ed and Jake are both as hot as each other. And Tishy, just accept that you are destined to die alone.
Gee, thanks, Mum.
Now, who wants to rub my feet?
What was that, Aladdin?
Abu's doing what?
That's disgusting. What did that banana ever do to that?
We'll be right over.
Sorry, Mum, we've got to go.
Yep, sorry, Mum. The parade's starting.
You go ahead. I'll be over in a second.
Ah, Aladdin! I can't see. What's happening? Damn my simian limbs and small lung capacity. When do I go?
Not yet. Only when I say, I see Edward Cullen.
That's oddly specific. Ho, ho, ho! Hee, hee, hee! Why that phrase exactly?
I don't know. I just can't seem to get his cheekbones out of my mind. Now, do you remember the plan?
Yes.
So when I say, I see Edward Cullen, you are to scramble through the resulting hysteria and out into the pathway of the horse of the Emperor of China. Hopefully it will be spooked and I can intervene and save him.
Naturally. I am to play the villain of this piece then?
What else are sidekicks for? What kind of protagonist would I be if I scared the Emperor's horse?
And you want to save the Emperor because...
Because then I get to ask him if he knows Coldplay.
And you want to know that because...
Aren't you dying to know if the Princess of China had a fling with Chris Martin? The Daily Mail reported something about Princess Jasmine or whatever her name is getting off with him, and then you wrote a song about it. I read online that it was in Willow, of all places.
Winfromthewillow.com?
Where else?
Aladdin!
Hey, Aladdin!
Oh, God. Here come your hapless siblings.
Wishy, Tishy, you made it!
Man, you've got a great spot, Aladdin.
So great, I don't think Mum's going to fit in.
Hey!
Oh, here comes the parade. I can see, they just left the palace.
Pardon me, coming through? Excuse me! Oh, naughty gentleman! My posture is seen and not touched! Away with you! Honestly, what is it about being a national occasion that makes the men here so randy? Didn't see Prince Philip making eyes at the Queen during the royal wedding in England, did we? No, we did not!
You spoke too soon, Tishy Toshy.
There, you boys are! You scampered off so fast! There's someone here I'd like you to meet! I, just sort of, run into him, man! Aladdin! Wishy, Tishy, say hello. to Edward Cullen.
I prefer Robert.
And I prefer to go by the name of Simon, but we can't all have our way, love.
Oh my God, it's Edward Cullen. He's here. He's actually here.
No, really, I prefer Robert.
You are real. Like, actually real.
I'd appreciate it if you stopped touching my face.
Christ, Wishy, would you get a feel of those cheekbones? They are everything I had dreamed of and more.
Really, I'd best be going. As pleasant as this face massage is, I don't want anyone else to recognise me. Pubescent girls are capable of horrible, horrible things.
Nice move coming to the biggest national holiday of the year, then.
Shh, Wishy, don't be mean. You'll scare away his beautiful cheekbones.
Oh, look, it's the Emperor and Princess of China. They're here. Bottoms up, lads.
Oh, God, not again.
I've barely recovered from last year.
Wait, what? Did Widow Twanky just take a shot?
Yep, that ain't no flask of tea, Edward.
It's Robert.
Nope, it's vodka.
Which will be consumed a shot at a time.
Every time we see the Emperor of China.
But you only see him once, don't you?
Not if you play by Mum's rules.
With Mum, apparently you see him afresh every time you blink.
My liver hurts just thinking about it.
Now, bottoms up!
What's this? What are you all talking about?
Parade day drinking game.
Oh, God, that's a game that'll turn your liver to pate. I'd be lying if I said I remember last year when I see Edward Cullen! Go, Abu, go!
Oh, shh.
Let's go, go, go!
Don't worry, sire, I've got you!
No, I've got him!
Here, let me help you!
No, it's all right, I can take it from here, alone.
No, honestly, I insist.
No, really, it's okay, I've got this. I have a pet monkey, I don't need any help.
Running is so hard.
Oh, where am I? Darth Vader, is that you? I knew it! I knew that finding myself with a fake physical attraction to Katie Hopkins would mean I'd end up in hell!
I am your father.
Quit messing with him, Abu. No, Your Highness, you are still alive. Your horse was spooked by the crowd, but I caught you. I was just showing these peasants away. I think they've got leprosy.
Oh my goodness, thank you, dear boy!
I just did what any other loyal and goodly subject would have done.
Ha!
Away! Away with you, peasants! I don't be wanting any of your disease.
Ugh, what a charmer.
You've salvaged me from the dust! You've plucked me from a hive of lepers! How can I ever repay you?
Well, you see, Your Highness, I have this question.
Father, is everything all right?
Why, yes, miss. Everything is great. Grand, superlative, magnificent.
You don't look magnificent to me. What were you doing down there in the dust, Father? You all right? You know how easily you get confused.
It's lucky I was here to save him, really, wasn't it? Sorry, I don't think we've been introduced. I'm Aladdin.
Jasmine, Princess of China.
Princess? Oh, Father.
Aladdin? Aladdin, are you all right?
Fine, do excuse her. She's playing a drinking game and is consequently off her face.
Oh, and who exactly is this fine specimen, my boy?
That's my rut-assed mother, sir. In this particular drinking game, of her own invention, she has to drink every time she sees you.
That's not a bad thing, lad. Trust me.
My name is Twanky. Widow Twanky! It's not a first name! My husband is dead. I am single and very much ready to mingle.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
Oh, I think I sense love in the air.
I fear you are very much mistaken if you think my father is in love.
I wasn't talking about your father.
That's quite enough of that. Come on, Father, let's get you back to the palace.
Oh, and Princess, before you go, you wouldn't happen to know Chris Martin at all, would you?
No, why should I?
No, you shouldn't. See you around, Princess.
Aladdin, you're my favourite son, do you know that? Wishy and Tishy are great, but it is you. You are my favourite. I think it's your hair. You have great hair.
I think you better be getting home, Mum. Honestly, 3 shots of vodka and you're as messy as a 14-year-old with a 6-pack of WKD on a weekday evening in a playground. Your alcohol tolerance, it needs hardening.
That's what I said to your mum last night. Lol.
That sentence is wrong on a wide variety of levels. What happened to Wishy and Tishy? Do you want Abu to take you home?
Thanks for consulting me before volunteering me as tribute.
That would be very lovely, darling. Thank you. I think they went with Edwin Collins somewhere. Something about A&E. Some idiot shouted, "I see Edwin Collins!" or something, and there was a brawl. Oh, that poor chiseled face of his. Glorious cheekbones.
Goodbye, Mum.
I'll just take her home then, shall I? Thanks, mate. Remind me I owe you one.
Oh.
Christ, Mrs. T, aren't we curvaceous at the moment?
Oh, and Aladdin? How sexy was that emperor guy, by the way?
Goodbye, Mum.
Oh, the answer is very... He was very sexy. The sex was all his.
I said goodbye, Mum. Goodness. Mum is going to be grouchy tomorrow. There is only one thing worse than a drunk twanky, and that's a hungover twanky. Her conduct with the Emperor was shameful, absolutely shameful. She should take a leaf out of my book. I was as smooth as Greg Wallace's scalp with Jasmine. Don't you think, boys and girls? No? Pathetic, you say? I wasn't pathetic. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I was. She's just so beautiful. She lights up my world like nobody else, you know? When she flips her hair, she makes me overwhelmed. And when she smiles at the ground, it ain't hard to tell that she doesn't know. No, she doesn't know she's beautiful. She sends my blood rushing in one direction, if you know what I mean. I must get to know her. Some call it animal lust, but I call it destiny.
Why do they make us guard gardens?
What do you mean?
Well, who wants to break into a garden?
Couldn't tell you, no one's ever bothered to try.
I don't blame them. There's nothing here but weeds.
Jesus, Dave, the gardener's across there. You know what he's like.
Oh, what you saying about my gardening?
You've got a point. Sod this. Where's my iPod?
I'd belt you something rotten if I were...
Good idea. I'm gonna get my Beyonce on.
I have to get past those guards. I need to make a distraction. If I just throw this... Damn it, iPods! What if I try... Nothing? Right, this'll work. Go, Abu, go!
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dave! Dave, did you say something?
I am just so awfully bored, and the gardens are so ugly.
Oh, it's bloody hard on these chuffing gardens.
Princess!
Who are you? And how did you get in here? And what's all that smoke by the gate about?
I'm Aladdin. I snuck past the guards. I had to meet you.
You did what? Oh, how brave of you. Wait, are those guards all right?
I saw you at the royal procession. You're so beautiful. I came to take you away.
Just because I am beautiful, how superficial. You don't even know me.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I did come on a bit too strong.
Just a little bit.
Please, sit down. Let's talk.
So Aladdin and Jasmine talk into the late afternoon, creating a real and meaningful connection that is in no way based on superficial things or any other Disney stereotypes that would incite angry tweets from certain individuals, or indeed a Vision article at odds with their own Let's Make a Date feature.
Oh, Aladdin, you are a darling.
Please, Princess, come away with me.
I can't. How will you provide for me? You already told me yourself that you struggle to take care of your siblings and mother.
Eh? You don't do any.
Shush, Abu. I have to go home, but someday I will return, and I'll be rich, and we'll marry, and you'll have lots of babies. So many babies. More babies than you can carry.
I'm not so sure about that one.
Farewell, Princess.
Hello there, young brave boy.
Whoa there.
Shh, there. Shh. I have something for you.
Who are you?
Just call me Uncle. I can make your dreams come, boy, true boy. I can make you rich.
What? Really?
Yes, boy. But it'll be our little secret.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This sounds amazing!
You just need to come with me.
I'd need to get permission from my mother first.
Fine.
Mom, I'm home! And I've got a visitor. Abanaza, this is my mother, Widow Twanky.
Well, what a big puff.
Pinky.
Your Royal Highness, I'm Abenamza, and you must be my queen.
No, no. Just Widow Twanky.
What was that all? Oh, just spank me.
What is happening?
No, no. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way.
If you wanna be with me, I can make your dreams come true. You gotta make a big impression. I gotta like what you do. Oh, Widow Twanky and the Laundrette, you are the fairest of them all. Be your queen, or be you my saint. I'll help you massage that washing of yours until you faint. One sec, who are these people hiding in the washing tubs?
It's me, Wishy Washy.
And me, Tishy Toshy.
Ah, man, do a croissant or baguette.
My two little terrors! Aren't they lovely?
Yes, well, your mother and I are trying to have some alone time.
Uncle, we're all still here. Please stop it.
Oh, yes, so you are. We're in a little world.
Anyway, Mum, this is my long-lost uncle, and we're off to find the family fortune in a cave far away.
Ooh, my... Uncle Abenza!
What a lovely laundrette you have here, Widow Twanky.
Oh god, here they go again.
Oh yes, I like bathing amongst the bubbles.
Making them more like, what a lovely pair of pants you have on the washing line.
Well, yes, those are a little... big on me.
Big. That's fine by me. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers cannot deny. When that girl works in with an itty bitty waist and you got that round thing in your face, you'll get sprung.
We see them dancing.
We say, to hell with romancing. Bathwater?
Yeah, bathwater.
I'm soaking wet! What was that for?
Creepy old man?
Yeah, you creepy old man.
Plus, if you really are our long-lost uncle...
Oh no, he isn't.
Oh, yes I am!
And you're flirting with our mum.
Creep!
I hate people.
Mother dearest, I have your permission to go with Uncle Abenaza?
Of course you do, darling! Feed him well.
I will. Come on, Abu, let's go.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Let's hee-hee. Ho-ho. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Go!
This is the cave of certain death.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, my boy. I'm fine. Just a little bit of the old asthma, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's this cave called again? I couldn't hear you over the foreboding music.
It's the cave of certain Jeff.
Certain Jeff?
This cave was the birthplace and lifelong residence of the world-famous soothsayer, known throughout the land for his predictions that would come true with 100% certainly, certain Jeff.
Right.
Moving on swiftly on, the treasure I see we seek is inside this very cave.
What about Jeff?
Jeff? Who's Jeff?
Certain Jeff.
Jeff! Passed away centuries ago, long before this cave played host to the treasure.
Okay, can we get on with it?
Hold on. You can't just go in there without following the right procedures. You might get yourself killed. What's this?
An inhaler.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. Where was I?
Procedures.
Procedures, yes. It's dangerous to go alone. So take this.
A risk assessment?
Health and safety, I'm afraid. We'll need to set out a clear view of risks that could be affected you there and their consequences and their mitigations.
Do we have to?
Safety, my boy, is never to be sneered at. I couldn't possibly imagine how beside myself I would be if you were to... Oh, stop it. Nobody cares, do they?
Can I go now?
Wait! If we're not observing the proper procedure, at least take this magic ring.
Oh, wow. Does it turn me invisible?
You'll be more than just invisible if you don't get in that cave. Shop if my laddo. In.
Gee, it's dark in here. I could do with a lamp.
Lamp? Did you say lamp, my boy? You found it already? Gimme.
I can't hear you over this ominous cave ambience.
Jesus on a pogo stick. Are you really that deaf? Bring me the lamp.
You've got a lamp? Can I have it? I can't see a thing.
Oh, for the love of 1D, shut it and give me the treasure.
Sheesh. Oh well, better crack on then. Bones. Sure are a lot of bones in this cave. Bones. Boney M's Christmas album, Bones. Oh, what's this? Shiny and smooth. Feels like... Oh, it's a bone. Hang on. Now this feels like... A magic lamp! Like out of those stories about curses and treasure and things. I wonder... Nah, it's just a normal lamp, isn't it? Gotta be. Magic is like totally fake, right?
Have you found it yet?
The lamp. It's a lamp, right?
Are you still going on about not being able to see kids these days?
Oh, I'm just getting out of here.
You've survived the cave of certain death. Jeff, damn it.
Is this the family treasure?
That's it. The great lamp of lamp. It's a lamp. Just a normal lamp. Nothing magical about it. Now gimme.
What? No.
Give me the lamp. My precious, we want it. We need it. Gimme the lamp. I love lamp. Lamp. I love lamp so much. Lamp.
Hey, I risked my health and safety in that cave to get that lamp. I'm keeping it.
Give the lamp to me.
But you just said yourself that it's a normal lamp.
Lamp.
No.
Lamp.
No.
Then perish you for your insolence, you silly little boy. I am the great and powerful, and you're standing between me and my lamp. Mine, not yours.
This isn't the asthma, right?
No, you fool. This is my angry voice. Because people like you make me angry, very angry. Now it is time to do my risk assessment. I've assessed you to be a risk to my plans, and now I must mitigate you into the cave with thee.
Oh, poo. I'm gonna die in here, right? That's certain. Oh, it suddenly got very cold.
Oh, yo.
Who the Percy Sledge are you?
I'm the slave of the magic ring, buddy. And you look like you got a bit of a fix.
My evil uncle, not my uncle, Abanaza, trapped me in here and stole my lamp.
Calm down, bro. I'm required by ancient laws and a ting to help whoever means man ring, but you gotta chillax, man.
Chillax? How can I chillax when I'm in the cave of certain Jeff, it's certain death.
Oh, congratulations. You just figured out the worst joke in this panto.
How can I get out of here, oh slave?
Have you tried rubbing the lamp?
No, oh, I'm not falling for that one. This is just a normal lamp. None of this silly djinn nonsense. Magic is fake.
Hey, why do you think your evil uncle who isn't your uncle wanted the lamp? It's not just that he loves lamp, bro. He wants the power of the genie within.
Djinn. It's pronounced djinn.
Who cares what's in the lamp? Just give it a rub, baby.
Either I'm going to look like a twit or this might just work. Oh well. Rub.
Look, you're rubbing it wrong, bro. You need a towel. Don't you know anything about genie lamps? Like this.
It's a djinn!
I answer to only the one who rubbed my lamp. And no, that isn't an innuendo.
Just go with it. My brother's from another male-based prison. It's cool.
Is that a wish? That's a wish, isn't it? A wish granted. I shall serve the human, but you now only have 2 wishes left.
Damn, man!
Oh, djinn of the...
Genie! I'm a giver of wishes, not an alcoholic drink.
But it's supposed to be
djinn. Genie! 3 wishes. Get to it, I haven't got all day.
Oh, naff it. Oh, genie of the lamp, what can I wish for?
Your wish is my command, as long as you don't wish for paradoxes, time travel, or the JLS to reform. No McBusted tickets either.
Can I wish for...
No, and I can't make the Lib Dems win the next election. My power is great, but not that great.
Can I wish for an...
No wishing for more wishes either. That's just not cricket.
Unlimited wealth? Can I wish for unlimited wealth?
You know, one of these days, someone's going to wish for a cure for cancer, an end to world hunger, maybe even wish Bob Geldof to lose his voice. You know, something that might actually help humanity.
Nah. Unlimited wealth.
Cool it, bro. You shouldn't be wishing for a way out.
Unlimited wealth.
Your wish is my command, regardless of how selfish or cliche.
Genie US Super Platinum credit card?
Yeah, accept it anywhere, even on board trains. Now that's genie power. Don't get that with American Express.
Amazing.
Kiss the lamp to contact customer services toll-free, not outsourced, all that good stuff. Right, another wish. Would it hurt you to think about this one with some degree of care?
Fez!
You what?
Fez!
He means he wishes to leave the cave.
Thank you, slave-type man. It's nice to know that some people in this cave speak proper Arabic.
But I want a... Oh, you could have taken me home.
Exercise! Some oxygen to your brain might do you a world of good.
Take me home, genie.
I'm sorry, but I'm contractually obliged to save your last wish for when you truly need it. And I can tell you that right now, you don't.
Fuddle duddle. Why do I have to be the world's worst genie?
Hey, I won a National Lampoon Award for Best Genie in 1989! And I came second in 1990. That genie from King's Quest V, I'll kill him.
Oh well, I'm still as rich as can be.
Wait till he finds out about the interest rates.
And I can finally marry Jasmine!
Princess Jasmine find Mr. Right, which is her lucky number, 1, 2, or 3. It's Blind Date, and here's your host, Miss Cilla Black.
Thank you, hello and welcome to Blind Date. On tonight's show, we've got to find a man worthy of a princess, and we've certainly got some tasty boys for her to choose from. Let's bring them out. Hello, number one. What's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Cilla. I'm Tim from Huddersfield.
And what do you do for a living, Tim?
I'm a burglar.
A burglar?
Yeah, as in I nick stuff from people's houses.
Wow, okay. And why are you here tonight?
I'd really like to burgle Princess Jasmine's house, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, what a naughty boy. Very saucy.
No, I mean I actually want to burgle her house.
Oh, you didn't mean it in a sexual way?
No. Ugh.
Right, okay. So, number two, what's your name?
Hi, Cilla. I'm Tommy from Beijing.
Ooh, very exotic. And what do you do with your time over here, Tommy?
I own a Chinese restaurant. Well, not actually a restaurant anymore. More of a disco now. Prawn cracker?
Oh, yeah, go on then. What happened to your Chinese accent then?
Oh, I lost that ages ago. I still put it on when I'm in the club. Helps with the authenticity.
I see. Okay, so, finally, number three. What's your name and where do you come from?
Howdy, Cilla. I'm Clive from Estonia.
Estonia? But you sound like you're from America.
I'm not. I'm from Estonia.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Well, if you say so. Right, it's time to bring out the lady you three will be trying to woo tonight. Please welcome Princess Jasmine. So, Jasmine, are you excited to meet your lucky guys tonight?
Not really, no.
Oh, but I believe you've brought your father along to oversee the process. It was his idea in the first place. Hello, Your Highness.
Oh, you don't look like Paddy McGuinness.
What? I'm Scylla Black. This is Blind Date.
No, thank you. Darling, I'm a little too old for you.
Huh? Your Highness, I believe you're here to find your daughter a husband.
Ah, yes, that's right. I want to find her a nice man who will treat her nicely.
Well, we can certainly help with that. Princess, would you like to ask your first question to the guys?
Yeah, sure. So if we get married, which would be more important, me or your career? Number one first.
Definitely my career. Nothing is more important to me than stealing stuff. It's my life. But hey, I might give you some of the stuff I steal if you want.
Alright, number two.
Well, I think if you were to become my wife, you'd have to become part of my career. We need a new cleaner at the club. Every night it's sick to mop up, and those toilets don't scrub themselves. Prawn cracker?
Oh, well, go on then. And finally, number three.
Well, I think you'd definitely be more important than my career,
wait,
but...
Wait, one sec, aren't you American?
No, I'm Estonian.
Really? Because you sound really, really
look,
American.
Look, I'm Estonian. I'm freaking Estonian. Jeez.
Oh, wow. It appears number three has stormed out the studio. Oh, that's awkward. Now, we only have two suitors for Jasmine. Oh, but what's this? Someone else is here.
Stop! I'll be the third contestant.
Oh, okay, sure, not to worry. We can just edit out the bit where the American man got...
I'm Estonian!
To answer your question, Princess, you will be my career. Nothing will be more important to me than you. Now I'm rich, I won't have to work anymore, and I can spend every waking minute in your company, together forever.
Oh, yes, I choose him. Number three, definitely number three.
Are you sure?
More sure than I've been about anything in the whole wide world.
Fair enough. Number three, please reveal yourself.
Whoa, really? I didn't know it was that kind of show.
You know what I meant. Come from behind the barrier.
Oh, Aladdin, you're just as handsome as I remember.
And you're just as beautiful as I remember you.
My God, this is getting too sickly, even for me. I think I'm going to throw up.
I love you, Jasmine. Will you marry me?
Yes, yes, I will. I love you too, Aladdin.
Jazz, did you hear that?
Jazz?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a, you know, cute new nickname, you know, short for Jasmine.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, okay. But seriously, did you hear that?
Where is that coming to from?
He's behind you!
What's the audience trying to say?
He's behind you!
Oh, if only this visual joke translated well to radio.
I know. Shall we go home?
Yeah, sure.
That damn Aladdin and his impeccable looks and perfect dramatic timing. I hate him. It's okay. Calm down, Avananza, you old fool. Calm down. I see. He was still clutching that lamp. I must get it from him somehow. Oh, I've got it. Very clever, Avananza. Very clever. Soon it shall be mine.
Oh my God, I like can't believe such a macho-tastic, spectacular slab of solid unkiness like Aladdin keeps such a rusty, filthy old lamp.
Smack me thrice on the bottom and call me Jim Halliger. Princess Jasmine has the lamp. What's she doing with the blasted thing?
Like, right, I bet I could trade this old smelly lamp for something new, something better, because, like, life's too short for such old boring things, and it's like, a YOLO, you only lamp once, a lols.
YOLO, you obviously lack originality.
A lamp with, like, jewels and diamonds, and a button when you press it, it goes, like, blorp, blorp, whoop, whoop, cash, whoop, something worthy of a princess-like.
What a marvellous exposition. The coarse-witted trollop speaks her pea-sized mind, enunciating her plan to trade the lamp out loud, thinking no one can hear. But I have ears everywhere, and these primarily on the side of my head. How daft of the girl to speak her plan out loud. And now my plan. I shall away the lamp traders, don the disguise of a simple salesman, and bargain the lamp away from her. Then I shall have unlimited power, and Aladdin will have unlimited doom.
Is this the right place? The sign outside says something's wrong, value savings, bargaintacular, extreme lamporium. And, like, that's not even English or Chinese or anything.
Yes, yes. If you want to buy, sell or trade lamps, you've come to the wrong place.
Oh, my gosh, would you, like, trade me something new for this old thing?
I've never turned down a deal in my life, lady. I'll exchange it for any lamp of lesser or even lesser value.
I just want something really, really shiny.
Then I have the item for you, my dear. What do you think of this?
Pretty, that's like the bomb.com.
Then it's a deal. Are you interested in our customer loyalty card?
Wait, what's that?
It's quite simple, really. You get a card, then collect 12 lamp stamps to progress up the lamp stamp ramp and become a lamp stamp ramp champ. You'll also have the chance to win an all-expenses-paid holiday to lamp stamp ramp champ camp by the damp river Amper in a beautiful Bavaria Deutschland. Amped?
What?
Silence, cheap peddler! You're not helping with this stamp lamp claptrap.
It's a revamped lamp stamp card. Clamp it for your cramp, Gramps.
No, you clamp it. You are wasting my precious time, you pathetic piece of vermin. You insolent, cantankerous pimple on the bottom of my life. You bloody distended camel rectum. If you were on fire, I wouldn't waste a single drop of urine on your immolated carcass. You reek of smelly, stinking stench of...
All right then, can I just trade the lamp and leave?
No, fine then, give it here.
Bye then, you weird old man.
Well, what's weird and old and finally in possession of ultimate power? It's me.
Oh, Aladdin, can it wait? I'm in the middle of Game of Thrones and... Abanaza!
That's master to you. I now command the power of the genie, me, Abananza, the best forever!
Oh, I am bound to your service then, master.
For my first wish, I want you to kill the wretched Aladdin. And his little monkey too. And his family. All of them.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. I can't kill anyone. Genie rules.
Well, then I must devise a fate worse than death itself. Oh, I know. Genie, I wish them banished to the ends of the earth, to the desolate, desperate, godforsaken realms of pain, disappointment, and inconvenient bus journeys.
Your wish is my command, Master. Aladdin and his family have been banished to Heslington East.
I don't even know where that is. Ah, it's brilliant. Almost too cruel. But well done, Jimmy.
Easy now. Easy.
Yes! Yes!
Aladdin! Stop playing with your monkey and focus!
Ooh! Ooh! Ooh!
Ah! 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 He!
Ooh! But Jenga is the only thing keeping us from going, oh, oh, oh!
Twanky is right, Abu. We've been stranded in this desolate hellhole for what seems like months. We need to find a way out of this wasteland.
It's horrible here.
It's grey.
It's cold.
Abandoned zinc-clad buildings everywhere.
Miles from civilization.
Something terrible must have happened here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What do they call this place? Ooh, Twanky. Ooh.
They call it Haslington East.
Why? Aladdin, we've never seen you this sad before.
What about when you heard JLS was splitting up?
Oh, I remember that. He told us that his heart won't beat again.
You made us throw away your JLS t-shirt.
Your JLS mug.
And your
JLS machetes.
Stop! Stop! How can you joke at a time like this?
Well, this is a pantomime.
Oh, yeah. Have I been funny?
The jury's still out.
You be quiet, tumbleweed!
You'll have to catch me first, blood. Me and me brethren rule these streets, you get me?
Gorgeous.
Gabriels!
You'd be right to gasp. I'm extraordinary. Anyone want to kiss my biceps and or triceps?
Oh, me!
Oh, don't worry. The safety catches are on these bad boys.
What are you doing here?
I was tracking through the area, and I heard a monkey playing Jenga in the distance. I immediately had to investigate because monkeys are, well, delicious. You guys need some help navigating your way out of this godforsaken swamp?
Yes, we need to reunite Aladdin with his beloved Jasmine, and the cost cutters round the corner has run out of roll-ups.
I'd be glad to help. Anything to keep my mind off my own horrible self-centeredness. But you guys are looking a bit podgy. I'll teach you the secrets of the wasteland. First, though, we must train.
And so, Gabriels and the gang embarked on a Rocky-esque training montage, taking occasional breaks from pull-ups and burpees to nip to CJ's for a bacon sarnie and a cup of tea. Unfortunately, ever the explorer, Gare ended up trekking down a most treacherous route through the wilderness known as Field Lane to a nearby cafe called Brown's for his lunch. He devoured a tainted chicken and bacon pasta pot and immediately died.
To do now?
Hoo hoo! Ha ha! Hoo hoo hoo! What about?
We'll never get out of this swampy wasteland without that handsome hog!
But perhaps you could set up a shop here? It looks like those students could do with a good old wash.
Hey!
Lad!
You're one to talk, Tisha. You smell worse than Tokyo on Thursdays.
Now you too!
Oh, I'm never going to see Jasmine ever again!
The ring!
Don't be silly, Abu! That was just a film.
No! Aladdin's ring.
Oh, yeah!
Wagwan, I was wondering why you remember me.
Who are you?
I'm the slave of the ring, man. He owes some service for a minor magical needs.
Can you get us home?
Well, home is where the heart is, you know, man. And all you seem to be here, at least I hope they are, and all alive and well.
No, that's the palace. Aladdin needs to save Jasmine.
Of course, man. It's just that I'm not sure my powers will extend that far.
What about a magic carpet?
That doesn't look very magic. And I think all that magical smoke and stuff was just dust.
Who are you calling dusty? I'm a Persian rug in my prime. You won't find me in some black market store. Oh no, only the finest palaces.
Oh, discount goods, maybe.
How is a slightly deluded talking carpet supposed to get us home?
Well, it's very magical, man.
How about flying?
Well, you should have said.
Hey, I can fly!
You can fly?
He can fly!
He can talk!
That's right, fool! Now I'm a flying talking carpet! You may have seen a house fly, you may have even seen a donkey fly, but I bet you ain't never, and I mean never, heard a carpet fly live in Radio Pantomime.
Take us home, magic carpet!
I must save Jasmine!
But I want to see a world!
It's now really time for a song!
It's always a time for a song!
Oh my God. Some of those vocals were worse than those occasions when Paul had spent all night getting down on the floor and Bradley had fallen off the swings again. Anyway, hello, it's me, John Lee. As I promised, I'm back. So, Aladdin's on his carpet and is rushing to save Jasmine from the clutches of the evil Abanaza, and things are looking pretty bad for our hero right now. Will he succeed? Will he bring it all back? Will he reach Abanaza in time? Jasmine's never had a dream come true before. These young lovers are two in a million. Don't stop moving, Aladdin. This could be a perfect Christmas. Seriously? Seriously, for God's sake, who wrote this thing? This is genuinely worse than the episode 4 of Miami 7 and 5 and 6. Let's hope things resolve themselves.
Oh, yes. Oh, my, yes. I have to say, this is going spectacularly well. Things are coming up, Abananza! And now, to relax and bask in my magnificence.
Sir?
Yes, what is it, boy?
That's girl, sir.
Carry on, boy.
Well, it's just, isn't this the part where you reveal your evil plan?
What do you mean?
Well, I just think every great evil genius normally takes a moment to relish in their plans.
Very well, young man.
My name's Jill, sir.
Yes. I, Abananza, great magician of the Dark Lord, sorcerer of doom, bringer of the shade and the terrors of the night, will this evening watch Strictly Come Dancing, tend to my bunions, and enjoy a pint of Grigio.
That's not quite what I meant, sir.
What's that, effeminate boy?
I meant in the grand scheme of things rather than just, you know, well, this evening.
Ah, yes, I see. A feminist boy. I, Abananza, great magician of Dark Lords, sorcerer of doom, bringer of the shade and terrors of the night, shall force Princess Jasmine to take my hand in marriage, so that I will become emperor and rule the world! How was that?
Very good, sir. Perfect. Shall I fetch the princess?
Yes. Bring my future bride to me.
What do you want, Ebenezer?
That's Abananza.
Whatever. Anyway, what is it, Thumbelina?
That's Abananza.
Oh, yeah. But what do you want with me, anyway?
My dear, will you just be the honour... Would you just do the honour of becoming my wife?
What? You must be... joking, Carbonara.
Abananza!
Got it. Anyway, sorry, but it will never work, Barbarella.
You have no choice in the matter. Soon you will be Mrs. Barbarella. Whether you like it or not, I am Carbonara, great magician of... Damn it, woman, you're confusing me!
Anyway, you will never get my father's permission to take my hand. Isn't that right, Daddy?
Yes, quite right. Now, see here, Bananarama.
Abananza!
That's besides the point, young man. I'm afraid I can't allow you to have my daughter's hand. Frightfully sorry, but that's the way it is. She needs it. Think of the things you would miss out on. Tennis, conducting an orchestra, opening tins, all the joys of life.
No, Daddy, my hand in marriage.
Oh, I see. Very well, then. How terribly exciting. When's the wedding?
Daddy, no!
Oh, right. Ha, 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 ha. This is jolly confusing, isn't it? My daughter doesn't love you. I cannot allow you to marry her if she does not wish it. Sorry, Magna Carta.
That one wasn't even close! No matter. I have one last trick up my wizard's sleeve. I shall rub my lamp and summon my genie.
And he appears out of nowhere. It's ingenious.
My God, that's the best you've got.
It's been a stressful week. I've been used more frequently than the URY whisper.
URY.
Enough of this foolishness, genie. I wish for this old buffoon to give me his daughter's hand in marriage.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right, this looks awful. I'm going to have to grant you your wish. There's nothing on earth that can stop me. Nobody to save us. This is really, seriously, actually going to happen.
Yes, it is.
I mean 100%. Literally, nobody, not a single person, can stop what is about to happen.
You are correct.
I mean, for God's sake, who on earth could possibly stop you? For God's sake, how long do I have to keep this going on for? Your wish is my command, sir.
Stop right there, Abananza.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Perfect timing. Just granted the wish, you plum.
Aladdin!
Jasmine!
Abu! Hoo, hoo, hoo! Hee, hee, hee! Emperor!
Genie! I'm sorry, I just felt left out.
I'm sorry, Abananza, but I'm going to have to insist you take that curse off the Emperor.
And how do you intend to do that?
I challenge you to...
Yes? Come on.
A joust? We could have a good old joust.
Sorry, chaps, but we just don't have the budget for a joust.
Rue, this is it's the radio. We don't actually have to do it.
Sound effects are surprisingly expensive, Jasmine.
Enough of this foolishness. Aladdin, we shall fight with our swords.
Honestly, you filthy man, this is a family pantomime.
Glow up! Draw your sword!
Fine!
Goodness me, what a pathetic piece of equipment.
Yours is much bigger, but I assure you, mine's more powerful.
Oh, size doesn't matter, my dearest.
That's what they all say.
Please, everyone, let's just get this over with. I've got an appointment in Lampeter to get to.
Oh, for God's sake, on guard!
Bowls, the lamp!
Abu, grab it!
Oi, that was over very quickly.
Poor, anyone fancy a cigarette?
Aladdin, will you just rub my bloody lamp and...
Come on, we've finished all that.
Aladdin, make the bloody wish.
Yes, yes, of course. I wish for the Emperor's curse to be reversed.
Oh, blimey! I feel all, wobbly. What on earth is going on?
Oh, Your Highness, thank goodness. Abanaza here used a genie to force you into giving his permission to marry your daughter.
Zounds, goodness! I always thought there was something fishy about you, Zanzibar.
Damn it, man! It's Abanaza!
Well, this does leave me in a bit of a pickle. I've got an unmarried daughter, and my massive kingdom needs a new emperor. What am I to do?
Dad?
Oh, woe is me!
Your Majesty?
You shall die a widow, Jasmine! And our kingdom shall wither along with you!
Oh, for goodness sake, Dad, you're not half dim sometimes. I want to marry...
Of course! How frightfully silly of me, Jasmine, my beautiful daughter. You have my full permission to marry...
Thank you, sir!
Abu the monkey!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Your Majesty, I love your daughter with all of my heart. Nothing on earth would make me happier than to make her my wife.
Oh, I see. And is this what you want, Jasmine?
More than anything.
Brilliant! Well, that's all tied up rather nicely, hasn't it? I can retire. I can play golf. Work on getting out of those sand dunes.
It's all sand dunes around here. We're in the Middle East. There's no grass.
Fantastic!
Jasmine, I'm so happy!
Me too, but what do we do with Abanazar?
Wait. Genie!
Hello there.
How many wishes do I have left?
Ooh, let me just do the numbers. 22 divided by 17. Carry the 9. Baked beans. Peas. David Attenborough. Factor in the negative and 1. You've got 1 wish left.
Well, Genie, I want to make my last wish to free you and to sentence Abanaza to your cruel fate. I want Abanaza to take your place as Genie of the Lamp.
Baubles!
Aladdin, you do that for me?
Of course I would, friend.
Oh, my days, I don't suppose you really are Aladdin deed.
Oh, you keep making those terrible jokes and I might change my mind.
Your wish is my command, Aladdin.
I'll get you for this, Aladdin!
Not a chance, iPhone charger!
It's a bonanza!
Oh my, I'm free. I'm free. Thank you, Master.
Master no more.
Again, John Lee. Well, that's your lot. You know the rest. They all went on to live happily ever after. Aladdin and Jasmine had scores of sickeningly beautiful children. The freed genie was godfather to all of them. The emperor is still trying to work his way out of the sand dunes. And Wishy-Washy and Tishy-Toshy went on to take over from Tommy Fong as proprietors of Willow. Ah, pantomime, how we love you. Thank you for listening and happy Christmas, faithful URY listeners.
Christmas,
Christmas, Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas.
It's about Christmas.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the weather's got rather cold. That's because in the northern hemisphere of the earth it's winter, and that's when it gets cold.
I was collecting money for charity.
A Christmas charity.
Then what flies over me?
A pigeon.
It wasn't lucky, no, it was just yucky.
And I've got Christmas on my face. A terrible case of Xmas. I've got Christmas on my face. A terrible, 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 terrible,
terrible.
Yuletide. Yule log.
The nativity. Holly.
Mistletoe.
Brussels sprouts.
The exchange of gifts.
Santa.
Christmas is here.
Africa. It's a Christmas condition from insufficient nutrition. Consult your physician for additional information.
I was just being honest about someone's new sweater.
I'm on Boxing Day.
He took it the wrong way.
You told him that it looked gay.
I only implied that, but he still opened up a can.
Christmas on my face. A terrible case of Xmas. I've got Christmas on my face.
So 2013 starred all of your favourite UOI presenters. Yay! And guest star John Lee from S Club 7. Yay! It was written by Anna Henley, Ben Basin, Al Riddell, Andy Durant, Dave Wood, Ben Gibson, Ellie Wright and Harry Whittaker. Yay! And produced by me, Ben Basin. Finally, we got a couple more thank yous to do. First of all, to the UOI production team for their help sourcing all of the sound effects and music, which made the panto so good. And finally, a massive thank you to Harry Whittaker for securing and recording the lines from John Lee, our celebrity guest. We're going to leave you with the UOI Christmas single 2013. This is A Fairy Tale of New York.